This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 31 for Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to fall back for a second day on Wednesday morning, getting pressure from losses in Chicago soy oil. The November canola contract gives up $2.30 at $793.70 per ton, while the January contract loses $2 at $800.50 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are to the downside as well. Chicago soy meal is higher, along with most soybean contracts. Declines in global crude oil prices weigh on vegetable oils. Manitoba reports its harvest is 13% complete province-wide, with the winter cereals in the home stretch. While the majority of Manitoba's canola is in the late pod fill stage, 2% of the oil seed in the central region is harvested. While canola crush margins continue to recede, the November positions remain well in excess of $200 per ton above futures. Stats Canada will issue its model-based production report on Tuesday. The average trade guess puts canola at 17.4 million tons and total wheat at 30.4 million. Rain is expected today for the eastern prairies and parts of northern Alberta. Temperatures across the region are to be in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius. The Canadian dollar continues to grind lower on Wednesday morning, with the loonie falling to 73.7 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.81. Day two of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour pegs Nebraska corn yields at about 167 bushels per acre and nearly 181 for Indiana, with both higher than last year. Soybean pod counts are 1,160 in Nebraska and 1,310 in Indiana, with again both improving over last year. Day three takes in parts of Illinois and Iowa. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mostly higher on Wednesday morning. The November contract adds 2 cents at $13.48 per bushel. October soy oil loses a third of a cent at 62.83 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gains $4.80 at $402.70 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract is up 5 cents at $4.84 per bushel. Oats are lower with its December contract down 2.5 cents at $4.63. The U.S. wheat complex is higher with Chicago December nudging up a penny at $6.29. Kansas City December adds 5.5 cents at $7.53. And Minneapolis December is up 2 cents at $7.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.